You are now listening to a Rabble Press podcast.
Don't remember, the last 4 years, the team that's beaten the Leafs have gone on to the Cup Finals.
Clock out, come home, and drink away to bash and burn the weekly plays. Douchey calls and sweaty balls, this is Scotch Sporting.
Mark, what sports are you watching?
I got the Boston game on, and I have the Knicks game on the second screen.
Ooh.
My second screen isn't working, so I have the game on my iPad beside me. Very stressed, but also relaxed, because like seasons past, once they get the emotions I pour into a Toronto round.
Yeah. Well, and the way that people are shitty to you on the street.
Yeah. So I went to the game, as you guys know. We haven't seen each other in a little while, at least in this context. We still text all the time. Everyone was very nice at the game. Like, everyone was funny in a joking way.
Right.
Like, I thought better of wearing my... I walked, pretty much. I drove halfway and then walked to the game.
Yeah.
I held my jersey with me and my hat, and I put it on when I got there, and I stood beside a cop when I did it.
Yeah.
But like, you know, someone held the door and was like, oh, I wouldn't have done that if I'd known Bruins fan.
Yeah.
Or, you know, someone would like tried to cut me in line and be like, oh, you know, back of the line, Mitt. Like, yeah. Everyone was joking about it. I was with my friend who's a guy, but he's gay. And the most common thing that we heard was like, how do you guys make your relationship work?
Yeah.
Like, we got that kind of 4 or 5 times. It was like, well, easily. But it was the game 6 when I was just walking down the street in a sweater, like my Bruins sweater, but not a jersey or anything. And a guy like stopped on his bicycle and screamed, "You traitor." And I paused and kind of started laughing, thinking like
he was joking.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And then he just glared at me and continued biking.
Wow. How dare you?
Okay, one, that's probably the same idiot who thinks Marner, Matthews, and Nylander should be traded.
Yeah.
Secondly, he's probably also that same guy, because there's a guy at work who says, if you're not from the city, you can't be a real fan of that team. AKA, I'm an Nets fan, but because I don't live in San Francisco, I can never be as real as a fan as someone from San Francisco.
What about Toronto? Because you don't live in Toronto.
Yeah, but he says, but we're GTA. I'm like, that
no, we're not.
Count.
We are definitely not GTA.
Yeah.
100% not GTA.
Yeah. I said your level of knowledge of your team is what determines your level of fandom, not be where you live.
Right. 100%.
Because I told if a 10-year-old in San Francisco is a fan of the team, he's a more real fan than I am.
Yeah.
No. If a guy who cheers for San Francisco 49ers and has cheered them for 10 years but can't name the starting quarterback, he's a more real fan than I am? No.
Is it hometown? Like, what if I move?
Right.
Like, I'm a Stamps fan, and right? I haven't lived in Calgary in, like, 30 years.
That's why his logic makes no sense. I'm like, it doesn't matter where you're from. It's your knowledge of the team.
Yeah.
That
now, granted, all of us are fans of some team that isn't our hometown.
Yeah.
The feeling of a playoff game, but then we're all also fans of something that isn't our hometown.
Right.
The feeling of watching a game at home, in your home, whatever you consider your home,
yeah,
really is that X factor.
Yeah.
Like, I saw Dave and I had the hashtag blessing, and hoping it happens this year, of seeing the Bruins in a playoff game in Raleigh.
Yeah.
And that was incredible.
But it's not the same as if you were at...
Didn't necessarily match the feeling of the Jays game that I went to during their playoff run, where they won. Like, something about this is my home.
Do you think if you went to TD Garden to watch the Bruins in a playoff game, how do you think that would hit?
There you go.
I think that would still feel amazing, but like, probably that I think the Jays game at home would still have that edge.
It's something, because you're right. It's something about being
it's my
here.
Home.
Yeah.
It doesn't make me less of a Bruins fan.
No.
But it's just that, like, yeah, maybe if I was from Boston, it would feel that much better. But it doesn't make me less of a fan.
Definitely not. It's ridiculous logic.
Can I move, or I have to live in the city?
You are forced to be a Leafs fan. You have to.
Yeah.
And I gave up my Stamps fandomship when I moved here.
Argos fan now. Yeah, Argos fan.
Well, I think by his logic, I don't have to be an Argos fan, but I can't be a Stamps fan anymore.
Yeah. It's really, really bad logic. Really bad.
You have to ask these questions.
Because it's subjective, there's no way to quantify it. That's why I told him, but your level of knowledge is quantifiable.
Right.
You can ask certain questions.
Yeah.
Engage.
Who tries to do battle with you?
He only brought this up because a guy came to work wearing the Celtics jersey, and he started making fun of him. He's like, you're not a real Celtics fan. You've never been to Boston. And he got him so pissed off. I'm like, what are you doing?
Man, is this coming? It sounds like you work with some of the just smartest people on the planet. It sounds like these people are just next level smart.
Especially this logic, especially being Canadian.
Yeah.
We have one.
It's one team.
One baseball team. One basketball team.
Yeah.
No NFL teams. Handful of hockey teams.
So, yeah, what about NFL? Do you have to be a Bills fan?
I don't think you can even be a true Bills fan.
Yeah, you can't even, you can't watch the NFL at all.
This guy also being a Cowboys fan?
No! Oh, wait! Of course he is.
That's my...
If you had not told us that and said, guess what, fan, I'd say the Browns.
Yep. Steelers?
Or the Cowboys.
I would have said the Steelers or the Cowboys. No. Those would have been my two.
Because I asked him, so if Toronto ever got a team, would you switch being a Cowboys fan to a Toronto fan? Like, I'm like, first
not
of all,
a real fan.
You're a Cowboys fan because you haven't had anything, you haven't won anything since 95. He's like, well, same as you. I'm like, I've gone to Super Bowls. This doesn't count. You didn't still win anything. I'm like, I have trophies taken home. We didn't win the big one, but we do still have AMC Championship trophies.
Yep.
He's like, doesn't count.
Does count. Like, those are real things.
But again, he's a Cowboys fan, so.
Neither of them have won a Super Bowl in the same amount of time. But the 49ers have quantifiably much more success.
Yes.
Than the Cowboys.
And beating them three straight times.
I'm assuming this fellow is white.
He's half white, half native. He's like Chris. Only more
native. Yeah, I'm a little less than half, but yeah.
Is his name one syllable?
Shane, yes.
Yeah.
Shout out to Shane. you sound like a great dude. Insane, but great dude.
Barbed wire tattoo somewhere? Shane.
Does he have a barbed wire tattoo?
Or a Celtic, not.
He's got a lot of tattoos. He has a Donkey Kong tattoo.
Oh, that's cool. All right. Yeah. We had all these negatives, now that's a positive.
Yeah.
Is it like 8-bit Donkey Kong or like 16-bit Donkey Kong?
16-bit.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
8-bit would have been cooler, but Donkey Kong Country is pretty fucking cool too, so.
Yeah.
Mark, what are you drinking?
Coke Zero Cherry.
It looked like you were drinking the same thing as me.
I had a Coke Zero Spiced the other day.
How was that?
Fucking terrible. I drank like the neck, like just the top of the neck, and I'm like, nope, threw it right in the garbage.
Spice, what's the spice? Is it like cinnamon or
It is kind of a cinnamony. So someone described it as like Christmassy spice. And that I got that. It was like it was terrible. Do not under any circumstances drink it.
Okay.
That's a weird thing to come up with too.
It is.
In Coke Zero product testing land.
Well, listen, I need to stay on the zero track. So,
is there cherry Coke Zero?
That's what Mark's got.
Yeah. Is there vanilla Coke Zero?
Yes, it does exist. Yes, it's hard to find though.
I feel there's other places I'd go before I went spiced.
Well,
is there spiced regular Coke?
It was new, and I was like, let's try it. And I'm like, that's the worst $4 I ever spent.
By a bottle or a can?
Yeah, a bottle. I went to there's a Circle K by my store, so I went there. Ooh, sparkling.
This is my obsession. It's the sparkling. Damn it. Ugh.
There it is. Oh no, go back.
Never mind. It's cranberry ginger ale.
Okay.
Delicious.
I just have water with Mio in it. So that's mine.
Squirt.
It's the best.
I haven't seen those commercials in forever.
They don't need them anymore. Everybody just fucking buys it.
Who was the lead in that commercial?
Oh, really? Yeah, I think you Toronto mentioned that before.
But that was his claim to fame, is his squirt, 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 squirt.
That's awesome.
Mia squirt, squirt. We just live in a very weird time, friends.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, do we want to start, Mark, do we want to start with hockey or baseball?
Either or sucks.
I know, rip the Band-Aid off and talk about hockey. First of all, my condolences, genuinely very sorry. I do not like that my happiness comes at the expense of my friend's happiness. I wish we could all be happy, so I do apologize for that.
Well, if you were a Leafs fan, then you wouldn't have to worry about that. Because then you would never be happy, and you would just commiserate with all of your friends.
I have,
as you saw in the Boston Reddit forums, they're just as miserable about their own team than the Leaf fans are.
Yeah, they're real grumps. They were real, real grumps. Game 5 and 6, it was over. It was like, well, it's the Florida series is happening again.
Yeah.
They'd written them off. They were very, it was Fire Montgomery.
Yeah.
They were really angry with everything.
And that was after game 5 when they're still 3-2. It's like, what is going on?
So all hockey fans are dumbasses. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Got it.
I have witnesses, but I would have been happy. If you don't believe me, I do have witnesses. I would have been happy if Toronto won, maybe because of Shane's hometown bias. Like, at least I would have get to, like, I had the window ready in overtime to lean outside and listen.
And hear the fucking hooting and hollering.
But hear the honking and the hooting and hollering. Like,
yeah.
I would have been happy. But now I get to watch them probably lose to Florida. But they swept the Florida series this season, so who the fuck knows? But Florida just seems like a better team. I just don't want them to have nice things.
That makes
so
sense.
So much. And Chris, my second monitor isn't working, so I'm just covering my camera. The Leafs lost. The Leafs lost again in the first round. This is 7 out of 8.
Yep.
I believe we're 8 out of 9, 7 out of 8, right? In the last, they made it past round one last year.
Yep.
Other than that, that's been it.
Well, last year they also get to play against a team that had goalie ranked 14th overall in goals against average. It's only twice that the Leafs have ever played against a goalie that's been outside the top 10. Not like the Edmonton Oilers, who get to play the LA Kings every year.
So let's talk about the NHL playoff format then, before we get into the Leafs and Leaf Nations.
Yeah.
So the NFL playoff format, we all agree, is very stupid.
The NFL?
The NHL, sorry.
I was going to say, the NFL one's all
right. NFL has it right, yeah.
Yeah.
The NFL has it right.
NHL used to have it right.
Mm-hmm.
We have our divisions.
Mm-hmm.
And then come playoff time, it's East and West, 1 through 8. 1 plays 8, 2 plays 7.
Yada,
three
yada.
3 plays 6. Yada, yada, yada. Now, that wouldn't have changed the Leafs. Would have still played the Bruins in this new format.
If this is the first year where, in like a long time, where it didn't matter the format, it would have been the same. Yeah. But every other year, always different.
But I would say a third of the matchups would have been different.
Yep.
And I sent you guys an article, but like the Winnipeg Jets had an insane number of wins, and their reward was playing Colorado with another insane amount of wins.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, you dominate the regular season, you should get an easy road in the playoffs or an easier road.
Well, you want the premier teams to be there
to be at the end.
At the end.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're not gonna be.
No.
So Mark, why does this format bug you so much? Because they always play the same team.
It bugs me because if you're gonna go this route, the schedule needs to reflect that as well. The Leafs don't play the Bruins in Tampa and Florida 8 times a year. They don't play them 4 times a year.
But that's they still it?
Have to play. Yeah.
Oh man.
And still, you have to play within your division for the playoffs. That makes no fucking sense.
Yeah. I understand their logic in this format. I do get it. I get the, we want to build the rivalries. Like, I get that. But I think it's just, it's causing this again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. It is, oh, this again.
Yeah. So and it used to be exciting when it was like new matchups. Like, oh, this team's never played this team in the playoffs. Like that.
And then you won't get like those like rivalries that never would happen. Like, say, Colorado-Detroit.
Colorado-Detroit, exactly.
Right?
Detroit and San Jose.
Another Cinderella one. Yeah. Upsets. You're not going to get the as many of the fun like.
Yeah, the eight seeds being the one. You remember those? Yeah. Those were great.
Yeah.
That never happens. So
10-ish years, I think, since the format's changed. What rivalries do you guys think have been built?
None. All the division rivalries already exist.
Yeah, you don't need the playoffs to make it a rivalry because they're already within the same division, so they're already established rivals.
Penguins Capitals, was that a thing before?
See, again, that was 1-8. They never would have played in this new format. But because there's only two divisions now, because back then it's three divisions.
They need to go back to three divisions.
Yeah.
I don't consider the Panthers rivals to the Bruins.
Nope.
Right? They're not, I mean, like, that makes no sense. It would make more sense to have a Washington in our division or New York, you know, somewhere close as opposed to Florida, Tampa. They just stick us with them.
Yeah.
Okay. So playoff format is stupid. Let's get to round one with the Maple Leafs. Mark, from the bottom of your heart, as objectively as you can, why did the Leafs lose?
I mean, first and foremost, injuries. They never had their full lineup in any of the games. And even going to game seven, they didn't get the start that they wanted to start because they got hurt on that last save.
That's ridiculous, by the way. I didn't realize that's how he got hurt.
Yeah.
Like, just let it in, bro. One second, less than a second left.
0.1. Yeah, 0.1 second. But then again, Leaf fans say they should have played through the injuries. But then when Marner's playing through a high ankle sprain, they say he looks like shit, he should trade him. Okay. You wanted them to play hurt, so Marner's doing what you're wanting him to do, but he still gets shit on. Mm-hmm. Matthews came back. They're probably going to shit on him because he missed those three games. And if Nylander doesn't score those three goals, he's probably going to get shit on for missing those first three games, regardless of what happened.
I believe Matthews is being shit on for not showing up.
Did he not get the assist on that one goal that gave him a 1-0 lead? I think he showed up.
I believe the narrative is 69 goals in the regular season. That should translate to playoff success.
Okay, when you go up against a team that finishes 6th in the league in goals against average, and a team that dominates you all year long, might I add.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Give me Washington in the first round. And look at last year. You gave us Tampa in the first round, who finished 14th in the standings in goals against average. What did Matthews do? 5 goals, 4 assists, 9 points. But he doesn't show up for the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. He did really well last playoff.
All four guys did. Nylander had 3 goals and 4 assists. Marner had 2 goals, 9 assists. Tavares had 4 goals, 3 assists. But again, they don't show up for the playoffs.
Were you gonna say something?
No. I'm gonna let Mark continue before I can jump in.
Oh, jump in.
Aren't you paying these guys to fucking show up, even when you're against the 6th best?
But they
defense
show
the
up
league?
Against the best.
But
you don't
but
just put up
paying,
6 goals a game against these
I'm not,
teams.
No one's asking for in these games. You didn't need no fucking 6 goals. You needed 2.
And you got 2 in 5 and 6. But here's the thing. The team who scores 3 usually wins that game.
Sure.
So if the other team regularly keeps their opponents under 2 goals, I'm not expecting 3 goals every single fucking game.
Mark, you're paying these guys double digits a season. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're paying half your salary cap to these 4 guys. And how many goals did those 4 guys contribute to in this playoff series?
7.
They scored 7 goals between the 4 of them.
Yeah. But again, Matthews missed 3 games. Nylander missed 3
games.
Okay. But the money that you're paying, half your cap, is worth more than 7 goals.
How many goals did the Leafs get total? Do you know?
How many goals did they score total?
In the series?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because this, I hope, will lead to my point or my question. I'm trying to see, like, did they just, quote unquote, not show up? Or, like, fucking no one did? And that just means Boston's defense was that good.
I mean, 12.
Well, so?
So they scored more than half the goals.
Those just those
half of
guys.
I guess
the goalie that rarely keeps them under two goals a game.
Hey, listen, I get it, Mark.
Here's the thing: if they had gotten Tampa in the first round like they did last year, this wouldn't even be a topic,
right?
Matthews would have 6 goals and 3 assists.
Defense,
so you can't say
championships.
No, it depends on your fucking opponent.
Defense wins championships. I get it.
Exactly.
I would bet dollars to donuts. There also wouldn't be as much of a rage if it was the Panthers and they lost in round one to the Panthers. I think.
No, there should be a rage.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the fact that it's also Boston.
Well, it doesn't help. Like, doesn't help.
Here, you know, oh, here we go again.
Yeah.
So okay. It's not these, it's not just my point is Team Mark, although obviously Team Boston, is no one scored the points. Like, if the Leafs only scored 12 total and that core four with their missing games scored 7 of those 12, that's not them not showing up. That's no one. That's either no one showing
up. And every Boston game, you'll run over set at 5.5 games.
Which is crazy. You took unders on all of them, I assume, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So again, this wasn't expected to be a high-scoring series, so you can't say they didn't show up in the playoffs because it was expected to be a low-scoring series.
And listen, game 5, game 6, game 7, Toronto was there to play. You could see on the ice. Like, you could see that
honestly,
they were the better team. I think in all 3 of those games, they were the better team.
The way Boston played in game 1, I was like, this is going to be over in 4 games. And then both of them played equally as strong in game 2. Game 3, I thought the same thing. It was like Boston just looks that much better.
Yeah.
And then Boston won the next one, right?
Yep.
Yeah, game 4, because that was the first game Matthews was out.
And then Leafs won, and Boston looked like that's when the Reddit chat started erupting. Like, Boston looked terrible than those next 2 games.
Well, I mean, the Leafs outshot them. It was like 12-1 in the first period of both of those
game
games.
Game 5. 12-1 the game, the second, game 6.
Yeah.
Then not showing, talk about not showing up. Pastrnak didn't until the last minute of the last game, really.
And after that goal, everyone forgets the rest of the series.
Right.
Because he didn't show up for the rest of the series. But because that
and then
one goal.
That last game, period one.
That's all you got to do.
The equivalent to the Leafs is the same thing.
Right.
You're only as good as if you win or lose.
And that's it. And that's 100% the case. Now, Mark, these 4 guys can't stay, man.
Okay, so here's I want Mark to address each of the things that have been called for.
Mm.
Okay, so Mark needs to shoot down or pro the following. Mm. First, fish rots from the head down. Brendan Shanahan needs to go.
Gone.
No.
Gone. How long has he been there, Mark?
10 years.
And how many playoff series have they won in 10 years, Mark?
1.
Okay.
But they've only favored in 2 of them.
I don't care who's favored. Gone.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
The quality of your opponent matters.
Gone.
No.
This is supposed to be a team that are Stanley Cup contenders. And I understand strength of opponent.
Yeah, so
you've
lost the last 4 years.
Yeah.
Don't remember, the last 4 years, the team that's beaten the Leafs have gone on to the Cup Finals.
Okay. So that's great.
Boston's going to the Cup Finals, but they're going to lose because the team that beats the Leafs goes to the Cup Finals and loses. That's the rule.
All right. Well, okay.
That's what it's been the last
4 years. So, very quickly, why doesn't Shanahan need to go? Why are you keeping him?
We need the star player. We got the compliment. Secondary scoring with Nylander. So the piece, it's just the small stuff around it that, again, that's the general manager's job to do.
Okay, next. Sheldon Keefe needs to be fired.
Gone.
No.
1 for 22, 21. 1 for 21 or 22. What was their power play? 1 for 22, 23.
Yeah. Again, it's like
that shit can't fucking fly. You can't let them take penalties and leave them off the hook.
Again, Boston is elite.
But that's,
you know what happened last year when Tampa gave the Leafs a power play? They scored because Tampa's penalty kill was shit last year.
Okay, then you need to adjust. You need to adjust. I'm saying gone. Get them out.
I'm saying if they had the LA Kings in the first round, the power play is not a problem.
Sure.
If they had the Washington Capitals in the first round, power play is not a problem.
Sure.
Why are you keeping Sheldon Keefe?
Because the core absolutely loves him, so you don't want to upset the core guys there. If they can get, like, a bona fide Stanley Cup winning coach, a.k.a. Joel Quenneville,
right,
which probably won't happen because he's still probably banned from the NHL, who's going to take over the team that's going to take over the top right now that's available? No one.
And what is a different coach going to get them to do that they're not doing?
I'm just saying, look at what happened when Barry Trotz went to Washington.
If Trotz was available, I'd take him to Harpy. But right. No one of Trotz's
no, I know. But I'm just saying,
available.
Because Washington was always that team. Like, they're almost there. They're almost there. Trotz goes there and they win. Okay.
Again, next you name a guy who's available like Trotz? Is he right now? No. So you keep Keefe.
Matthews, Neil. So rotate name here. Matthews, Nylander, Marner, Tavares. Need to be traded.
Well, Matthews and Nylander are signed.
Yeah, they're both staying. They're both staying.
Tavares likely won't resign for the same money. If he wants to resign, it's going to be at a reduced cost because he has 1 year left. Marner's same. Sorry, Florida scored. Marner's the same. He's got 1 year left on his contract.
So is he going to have to take a haircut?
He won't take a haircut.
Right.
If he wants to stay, because the cap's going up, don't forget. And the Leafs are losing a lot of contracts off the books this year as well.
Okay.
In other areas. So he could potentially resign an extension. But if he doesn't sign an extension this summer, he's definitely being traded.
Right. You got to get rid of him while you can get something for him.
If you don't resign him. If your plan is to resign him, you resign him. If not, you trade him.
Yeah.
That was a great shot, and I really hate that it's Tkachuk.
What can you expect for return for Marner? Nowhere near
the player he is.
What do you mean?
That's what's so stupid. You're not going to get a 90-point guy in return.
No. So what are the holes on the Leafs? Obviously, goaltending is one. Reliable goaltending is one. Defense.
So
then
my next question, more than related to this one, is people are calling for defense needs an upgrade and goaltending.
Yeah, but you know what? Teams don't trade those kind of defensemen.
Of course not. Or goalies. You're not trading a fucking superstar goal.
That's why it's so stupid to trade Marner for those types of players because that trade doesn't exist.
Can you get one of the goalies from Boston?
Well,
or do they like doing the tandem? Are they going to keep doing the tandem?
Almost free agent.
Oh, okay.
Almost free agent. And this day in the NHL, you go with tandems. There's no more workhorse goalies anymore.
Bullshit.
It's very, very. I think Bobrovsky, like, there's a handful right now.
So Bobrovsky last year was in a tandem because he was shit last year.
Remember when guys would start like 75 games?
Yeah. Luongo,
Brodeur,
Lundqvist.
Yeah, like.
The closest you get now is Hellebuyck. And he was like shit this year.
Prospect either?
No. What's prospect going to get you? Oh, we'll wait another 5 years down the road. You know, if that's the mentality of the Leaf fans want to trade Mariners prospects, go be a Sabres fan. Go be a Senators fan. They do it all the time.
Yeah.
See where they've gotten. Oh, no playoffs? Have fun with that.
Okay, Matthews, Nylander, and Wohl's injuries. We know Wohl. I guess they were open about it. He hurt himself on the last play. What was up with Matthew? So do we think Nylander did say headaches, right? Headaches and blurry
vision. Yeah, migraine, vision issues.
Yeah.
Like, obviously from a concussion and just shoved back out on his skates.
Get out there, monkey dance.
Like, play
but
through
but then
anything.
Again, when Marner does it, shit, get rid of him. But he did what he wanted to do.
Play through anything, don't play through a concussion.
Yeah, Because you'll die.
Like that, you'll die.
But I said that to Leaf, and I'm like, sounds like Leon has a concussion. Like, I don't care, man. It's the playoffs. I'm like, are you kidding me? No.
You're a horrible person.
Yeah. These are human beings. These are human beings, you fucking idiot. Jesus Christ.
Like, literally any injury, because, you know, the guy that cut his own, in football, cut his own finger off and then kept playing, like, you fucking play through anything if you're injured. Like, your arm is hanging on by a tendon. Yeah. Fucking play through. It's playoffs. Concussion? No. Sit down.
Yeah. You take a seat. Relax.
I don't care if it's Pastrnak. Like, mark my words, you can play this back. I don't care. You don't fuck with concussions.
Nope.
What do you think happened with Matthews?
I don't know.
I saw a video of him going into the boards at the end of game four, it would have been, or game five, game four.
No, game three.
Oh, okay. It was game three. Okay. It looked like his ankle twisted the wrong way. So I wouldn't be surprised if it was something to do with that. I'm surprised they haven't come out and said it because it's over now. So who the fuck cares?
I think he said sickness and then an injury.
Yeah.
I heard sickness, and it's like, just fucking say COVID.
Yeah.
You can say COVID, because I heard it's a sickness. It's something that you don't just get over really quickly, and it's something that affects your conditioning. And it's like,
or maybe he got nauseous from a concussion.
I've heard concussion. And then the only thing I've heard about injury is one of the pundits said when he was doing his warm-up skates, it looked like he was testing something.
Interesting.
But that was the only time I heard it. Everything else has been like legitimate sickness or concussion.
Yeah, because game three, he looks super sluggish. And that was weird, because when you saw him in game two, when he dominated the game and won them, guy was lights out. And then game three, he looks super like, oh, death.
But it's, so I had, as you guys know, I tell everyone, double pneumonia in the fall. And like, even when I was better, I like climbing my stairs to come podcast with you guys was like, yeah, that's enough exertion for me.
Yeah.
Like, it's tough. I think COVID was the same. Like, I had relatively mild COVID, but I still, my cardio was dead for like 2-3 weeks after. This is allergies. So we won't spend too much longer. My grovelly voice. As you guys know, this happens every time of year.
Yep.
So Wall, you don't think, just didn't want the pressure of seven? He actually was injured?
Yeah, for sure.
There's no way the Leafs wouldn't have started him if he if he wasn't hurt.
I was telling Dave, this was the Sochi Olympics, and Tuukka Rask was the starter for Finland. And Finland was fucking dominating. And then I think it was to get to the gold or something, and they had to face, it was to get to the medal rounds, and they had to face Russia. And suddenly Tuukka Rask wasn't feeling well. And then the game played. I think Finland ended up winning anyways. And then suddenly Tuukka Rask was
They didn't have a goalie factory in Finland.
That was the year where Finland was just like, I think Antti Niemi was backing up. Like, they had Pekka Rinne was on that team too.
Yeah. Jesus, there you go. It's a goalie factory in Finland. That's all they have.
And then Tuukka comes back for their bronze medal game. I was pretty convinced he just didn't want to beat Russia on Russian soil. Like, he was scared for his safety. Huh.
Or maybe Russia's got him to say, hey, you don't play this game.
Yeah, here's a bucket of cash. So I thought maybe Wool was just like, I don't want to be the guy.
I don't want it to be me. Yeah.
Also, Jeremy Swayman, Jewish. Oh. Just learned that. Because my dad made some chirp, and so we had to look up Jewish people in the NHL. There are not many. It's the Hughes brothers. Andre Barkov, I believe, or Burkowski, one of the ones with the dad who also played, and Jeremy Swayman.
Barkov.
Chosen from Alaska.
Does it make you sad, Mark, that the Leafs passed on him?
On who? Swayman?
Swayman.
Well, who did they take that year?
I don't know.
Who they have in net?
Oh, they took a goalie. I started to look this up and then I forgot. They took a goalie one round ahead of him, and I want to know who that goalie is. I'm looking it up. Talk amongst yourselves.
Again, goalie prospects are hard to figure out.
I know.
Like, look at Jack Campbell. Jack Campbell, first round 13th overall pick.
Yeah.
Trash.
Okay. He was 200 and something if. Like, he was way low. But the Leafs drafted a goalie right before him.
I don't remember. Goalies like Corey Crawford, Antti Niemi, Chris Osgood, won cups.
Yeah, that's
true. None of them were brilliant in that.
Antti Niemi. Didn't win one in San Jose, fucking jerk.
Was he the one that used to hop up on the back of the net when it was getting out of hand?
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Oh, 11th overall, so not 200 and something. Damn it, Swayman, stop lying.
So Swayman was an 11th overall pick.
Was he? Hold on.
That doesn't sound right.
Oh, 111th overall in the fourth round. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Okay, here I go. Someone who's listening to this has already looked this up and is very mad it's taking us so long. Ian Scott was the goaltender drafted just before Jeremy Swayman by the Toronto Maple Leafs.
And what's Ian Scott doing these days?
Ian Scott retired at 23 years old in 2022, citing multiple injuries over the past several seasons.
Well, then it was injuries that derailed his career, not being shitty.
Right.
He never made it to the majors. He played for the Marlies, the Wichita Thunder, and the best team name in the planet, the Newfoundland Growlers.
But I think the Leafs have a solid goaltender in Wool. But again, you're going to play in tandems anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think Wool's... And honestly, I don't know how you felt, Mark. Samsonov was great.
Outside of the first game? Yeah.
Outside of the first game? I thought he played great.
Yeah.
Should have came out of the net.
But again, do you see that play?
No, I know. Like, I know. We talked about it already. Yeah. Like it looked like it was going around the boards, so...
Yeah,
I get it.
I thought he played very, very well. He kept them in a lot.
But you know what? All the goalies that have played for Toronto have played well, but not well enough to be the better goalie of the series.
Right.
Except for last year, when Samsonov beat Vasilevskiy, because he was the better goalie than Vasilevskiy.
You do need a goalie that can maybe steal you a game or a series. Like a goalie that could steal you the series. Like when you think of like... Jaeger, back in the day, he'd steal a series.
J.S. Jaeger?
Yeah.
It's why he won.
He won the fucking
Conn Smythe
and on the losing team.
Yeah. Even though Brodeur had better numbers than he did, the knock was that Brodeur wasn't stealing games for the Devils.
Right. Because he didn't need to steal the games. Because he didn't need to steal them.
J.S. Jaeger, Jesus Christ. We're old.
Yeah. Well, that's when hockey was good. When the playoffs made sense.
Yeah, that's when Seth Stevens completely obliterated Korea. God.
The best. The way his mask fogs up when he, like... Oh, it's so good.
Okay,
and my voice... Speaking of concussions, that motherfucker shouldn't have been... He came back into that game.
Yeah.
Fuck, awesome. Man.
2003 is a wild, wild time.
Oh,
back
my
then.
God.
We grew up in a wild era, friends. So before my voice completely gives out, we did want to touch on very quickly the other failing Toronto sports franchise, because the Raptors didn't even make the playoffs. We'll push them to the side. Let's talk about the Toronto Blue Jays very, very quickly before my voice gives up. Slow start. I kept all my notes from when we were supposed to do this a couple weeks ago because I thought they were still fairly apt. Their record is not great, but it's not terrible. Yeah, they would be higher, like speaking of divisions.
That's the problem.
They'd be higher. They'd be like in third place in most divisions other than the East. It sucks that every other team is good right now.
But they play in the East, so...
And everyone
balance,
is...
The schedule's more balanced now, so we don't have that crutch of saying we only play against teams in our division, and our division is good.
Yeah.
That crutch is gone.
Everyone...
But they've had 18, 23 starts before and gone on to make the playoffs.
And yeah, they're not... And that's... So I wanted to get to the individual player statistics. aside from, and this, I put these stats up a couple weeks ago, but I think they're still mostly true. Aside from Bichette, everyone's hitting pretty close to their expectations. They just need to lock it in a little bit more.
Yeah. Springer and Guerrero are down.
Springer, no. Guerrero's numbers, though, aside from the 2021 season,
nah,
are not fantastic.
He's at least a 260 hitter, not 230.
Yeah. Right, he seems to be starting to figure it out. Springer isn't at all. Bichette isn't. So I put, as I said, these notes a couple weeks ago, and my notes were like, there's no need to worry yet, guys. Everyone's like, it's fine. They're playing like they did last year, et cetera, et cetera. We're now a couple weeks later. Are we anxious?
I'm anxious to get there.
Because we see the same problem every fucking year, and every fucking year I say fire the hitting coach, and it never happens. And again, I'll say the two best hitters on this team are the two guys that we just signed this offseason from other teams.
Yeah.
Hey, Justin, what a fine Justin Turner's been.
He's always been like that his entire career.
Yeah.
In LA, in Boston.
He's great.
Yeah.
Who's our other good hitter?
IKF,
Yeah. And let's give Varsho a little bit of love, because he's been swinging the bat all right too.
Yeah.
Great work, Varsho.
Yeah.
Jansen's doing okay now.
Jano's always good for like
when he's healthy.
Yeah.
He's solid.
Yeah.
It's the health issue that's his problem.
So how do we see them doing now that we're a month into
What did I say at the beginning? I think I said fourth.
You said fourth.
Yeah, and I'm not changing that. There's no way they finish ahead of fourth.
Mark?
I had them winning the division because I thought the hitting would get back to its regular schedule.
Ever the optimist.
Except now?
I'll change that to second because I don't think anyone's going to catch the Orioles in that division.
Right. No. And luckily, Tampa's having a pretty shit go of it.
They're in last.
Yeah. So.
Who the fuck that?
How are we feeling about pitching?
Starting pitching?
Yeah, great.
4 out of 5 guys are great.
Yeah.
It's that fifth spot that's dicey.
I know it's one game. You cannot have Manoa pitching. You can't.
No.
Like, they were up 6-1, and he fucking made sure they lost that game.
I'll give him one more start.
I wouldn't.
And then I think you got to call it.
Yeah.
I think you got to say whatever you need, can't give it to you. And I hope you go and win a Cy Young.
And be fantastic. Whatever division we have
in our organization, we can't give it to you right now.
Yeah, the National League West. Go somewhere out there.
So then my last question for you, gentlemen, before my voice explodes. Chris, have you been to the Dome yet?
I have not. Not yet.
Season. Mark, you have?
I have not. I have a game with Rothman against the Pirates later this month, so that'll be my first, because there's no
way. I think I'm going to hit one of those work from dome days, because I usually, I have Wednesdays off for the next 2 weeks anyways. So, and then after that, we'll see. But I like the idea of an afternoon weekday game. So.
Then I will save my question for when you guys have gone to the game, because with the renovations, I want to know what you think.
Okay.
It feels to me, I don't want to put thoughts in your head. It feels like faux old baseball.
Oh, okay.
Like you go in and you definitely think this, it really genuinely feels more like a baseball stadium, especially when you're in your seats. It looks like you're at a, and especially when the dome then is open, it was sadly closed when I was there. I think it'll look like baseball.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't think you guys have been to New Yankee Stadium.
Nope.
Not New Yankee Stadium. No.
So you've been to Old Yankee Stadium. New Yankee Stadium is like, let's pretend to be Old Yankee Stadium.
Right.
And like,
Make
it old with modern materials. I feel like that's what the dome is now. There's cup holders everywhere, which is magical. There's slightly better like lines of sight. There's slightly better access points. The food's crazy. The drinks are crazy fun. Not that I had either, but in theory, they were great. And I stood in line for half an hour to get Rothman and Americano.
Oh, God.
There was such a short line to get coffee. And it's like one person and one machine, and they're clearly pressing a button, and they do it one at a time. And
that's
she was
awful.
Was just having a very hard day. And nothing was working. Gentlemen, any other sports news before my voice completely gives out?
I will say, for when we say life sucks for Toronto sports fan, there is one group that is having a great year so far.
Argos fans?
No, the women's team.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Finished first
overall. Yeah.
Got to pick their opponent for the playoffs.
Yep.
That's so cool.
That's so fun.
I saw a story from Marissa Ribeiro because she has season tickets, so she has first access to tickets. So when she went to look at the window, because it doesn't open for, at the time it wasn't open to the public for another 4 hours, but it's already sold out.
Wow. Awesome.
That's moving it to the Rico Coliseum. They need to move it to the Scotiabank.
Yeah.
To get more tickets.
Okay. Where do they play? Maple Leaf Gardens now?
Yeah, the old one. I forgot what it's called now, but yeah.
But the
playoff thing is for Rico, which is where the Marlies play, but that's sold out.
Wow.
Oh, fun.
That's why she's saying it should be upgraded to Scotiabank.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, they booked concerts, I'm sure, because they didn't think that them. Yeah, them ladies.
Yeah. Let me just say one thing quickly. Because we didn't touch on it. Apparently, just so you guys know, gay jokes are okay again. I spent 3 hours last night watching the roast of Tom Brady.
Oh.
And there were so many gay jokes. Someone dropped the F slur. Wow. R slur, like 4 or 5 times. They called Gronk. Like,
I've heard that way colloquially again.
Right.
Time.
But yeah, apparently gay jokes are back, like in a big bad way.
Well, you know, gay doesn't count anymore as diversity.
Right. Oh, is that true?
So part of my job is I get to do diversity reports for shows.
And gay doesn't count?
Gay does not count.
Gay man doesn't count.
No. Gay.
Gay at all.
Gay at all. Doesn't count. If you're non-binary, if you're trans.
That's good.
Check mark. Just straight up gays. Does not count.
Wow, they're one of us now.
They're one of us. You did it. You fucking did it.
Welcome to the club, guys.
You did it.
Yep.
Great work. No need to fight for anything else. Well, we'll talk to you guys next week. Happy Monday. I like doing. A nice kickoff to the week.
Yeah.
And 3-1, go Bruins. And may they play. I know you're cheering for the Rangers. I'm hoping Carolina, because as I said, I should be there for the Eastern Final. So I'm hoping.
I have Rangers and Dallas in the finals now.
Yeah.
I had in the East Lingo pool, I have Boston and Vancouver because I thought
that would be fun. In my realistic selection for that, I have the Rangers and Dallas in the final, and the other one I had Toronto and Vancouver in the final. So,
oh, fun!
So right now I have the only one I got wrong. Actually, in that is the Winnipeg series. I thought Winnipeg would have.
I thought they would show up.
You didn't.
Yeah, I thought Vegas would IR their victory. That was my the. Only
I had
one
Vegas I winning in my Toronto one at Toronto and Vancouver in the finals. I had Vegas winning.
And what a bummer that. Will be left now. It sucks. They face each other. Then that's the other shitty thing, right? Of the West is when the Canadian teams are in it.
Yeah, they're all in the same division.
Yeah. They usually face each other the first or the second round, and that sucks.
But at least a guaranteed Canadian team in the conference finals.
Yeah.
It should be Vancouver. They've dominated Edmonton all year, so.
Well, I'm going to go explode my voice. Thanks for listening, everybody.
You've been listening to a Rebel Press podcast. Visit rebelpress.com for more podcasts.